It's Rocktober on the Julie Tussey Show.
How to make your dreams become a reality, part two on the Julie Tussey Show. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Julie Tussey Show today. If you are ready to make your dreams become a reality, you have found the right podcast. So get ready. You are about to see your life change. Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show.
Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Thank you so much, everybody. What a pleasure it is to be here again with you today on the Julie Tussey Show. Awesome and amazing and wonderful things always going on around us. Of course, it's Rocktober, baby. It's Rocktober. I've been really, really enjoying that, getting ready for Halloween. You know, all those fun things. Last time on episode 122, we talked about how to make your dreams become a reality, part one. And today we're going to continue on with part two. If I get through all of it, there'll only be two parts. But if not, it may take more. What a fantastic subject. Last podcast, we talked about that the Victorious meeting was just like literally the day before I had laid down the podcast in the studio. And it was such a wonderful time. Please don't forget that it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I want you to please consider starting a texting group with your girls. And our new code around here is the rent is due. And when the rent is due, that means we are doing our breast exam on the day that our rent or house payment is due. We are going to examine ourselves because early detection is the best way to save lives when it comes to this horrendous disease that we as women and some men even are fighting. So we want you to start a code called the rent is due. And after you do your checkup when the rent is due or the house payment is due, text your girls, text your sisters, your cousins, your friends, your mamas, your grandmamas, your grandbabies, and text everyone that needs to do a self-exam and just tell them this code. The rent is due, and they will know. So we're starting a whole movement. The rent is due. I love it. So that other people don't know what we're talking about, but we need to remind each other to check and examine our breasts at least once a month. You are that valuable. You are that valuable. So share that around with your girls. We'll get it kicked off on Facebook here. Maybe by the time this comes out, it'll even be there. We're creating a group to remind each other and post in. So we talked about the word victorious, and the word victorious is a descriptive word first used in the year 1595. 1595, I love this. This word is amazing. It means a victorious woman. So in part one, we talked about that if you knew that you would be victorious in following your dreams, what would your dream be? We talked about how you need to really get real with yourself. Decide what your dream is. Figure it out. You have a gift inside of you. It is innate in you from God, and you have a gift, and we need it. Even if it's just a gift for your own family or a gift for the people around you, a gift for your community, whatever. Maybe you're called to cure breast cancer, but you need to follow your dream. So figure out what your dream is. And then the next thing that we talked about, and if you didn't listen to part one, go back and listen to it. It is so, so good. So the first one was listening to your dream and making it real. You've got to get real with yourself. I had this music in part one. Thought you'd like to hear it. The second part of that was that if you have a dream, how do you make it come to pass? What are the steps? What do you have to have? So the very first thing you do is once you have the dream, you have to see the vision. You have to begin to see it, and you have to have it clarified, and you have to write it down. And once you have this vision inside of you and you can write it down, that's where you've got the power. Those two songs are my favorite songs, man. They get me going. So now let's get down to the nitty gritty of this, how to make your dreams become a reality, part two. The nitty gritty is that once you have the dream, you know you're dreaming the dream, and then you have the vision and you can actually write it out. You can write down the vision and make it plain. We talked about using the Bubble app and just really, really like open up your mind and your heart and just go where no woman has gone before, okay? Don't be afraid. Just go there and go with your dream. Once you can write that down, that's when you begin to make your plan. So the second part of this, how to make your dreams a reality, is first of all, you must plan the work and work the plan. I know you probably heard that as a cliche, but no, this is really, really serious. I am so serious when I teach you this and tell you about this, because this is the only way to make a dream happen. It's very, very, very rare that just one day you have a dream to be a singer and you're standing on the corner singing and the producer of the biggest record company in the United States and the whole entire world hears you and signs you. That's just a needle in a friggin' haystack as big as the entire world, okay? No, even when you hear new artists, and you all know that I'm in the music industry, and if you don't know that, all you got to do is go back and listen a little bit, but I've been singing publicly since I was 9, and I've been pursuing a career in music while raising 2 sets of twins, marrying a man with 2 kids, and so raising 6 children, and now have 8 grandchildren, and guess what? I sing a lot still, and I have recorded 7 CDs, but I can honestly tell you that even when I was considered a quote-unquote new artist in the industry, I had been doing it a long, long time. So you've got to take these steps. So you've got to do this thing called work. Yep, I said it's that naughty, nasty word we're not supposed to talk about. So planning the work and working the plan is your power. That is where you get your power to make your dream come true. It is the power to success. It is the power to fulfilling your purpose. It is the power to fulfill your dreams. It is the power to fulfill your vision. Laying out the plan in attainable goals is how you need to do it. So once you know what it is that you're going to do, say you want to start a business. A lot of women that I talk with want to start their own business or be self-employed. And Gary and I have done that for many, many years. You have got to, first of all, begin to do research in the state and get your name. You have to do research in the city and see what it takes to, satisfy them based on what products you're selling and what items. There's actually usually a small business part of the Chamber of Commerce in your area, and that's a great place to start. Go talk to the Chamber of Commerce and educate yourself. You have to educate yourself on how to do this. So you begin to lay out your plan. You begin to understand what it's going to take. Like if I'm going to make a recipe, I know I have to go to the store and get the eggs and the flour and whatever else it's going to take to make that item, the vegetables and the stir fry meat and the whatever it takes. I have to plan. So I have to literally make a list and plan what I need. And that's what going to the Chamber of Commerce is. It's making your list. It's your recipe. You have to create your recipe to put this thing together. What's it going to take? Then where am I going to put it? How am I going to market it? There's so much, and I'm hoping to do some expanded teaching on this, but today I want to talk about how to make this dream a reality by planning the work and working the plan. So I came up with this really cool thing that I love, and I just love it. I'm sorry. It's an acronym. My husband said acronyms are like out, but I don't care. I do not care. I'm old school. I'm young, but I'm old, okay? So I'm old school. So I created this acronym called FEARS. The only way that you are going to see your dream become a reality as a woman and a man is to be fierce. So let's talk about that a little bit, and I will do another podcast more on this planning, because there are some things to planning that are really, really going to help you. So fierce. F is for fearless. F is for fearless. If you have a dream, you have got to be fearless, and you've got to do it afraid. You've got to act fearless. You've got to put on a fearless face, and you've got to do it. If you're afraid, you've got to do it afraid. Many times, I'm telling you, I have been a successful singer, but it has not been easy for me in any way. I just knew it was a dream in my heart. I knew it was my destiny. I knew it was what I had to do with my life, but I would, especially when I first started. And here I've been doing it. Oh my gosh, I've been singing publicly for like over 40 years. Every time I would hit the stage, I was so terrified to be in front of people that I literally thought I was going to throw up and have to run off the stage. But I did it over and over and over and over and over and over and over until I got better. And you can listen to other podcasts and find out how much I had to practice and how much I dedicated myself to make that dream a reality. But I did it afraid. I just did it afraid. That's all you can do. It's either don't do it or do it afraid. So F is for fearless. Do it afraid. I is for invincible. Be invincible. Don't let anything stop you. Do not let anything stop you. And don't accept no. I mean, have some faith about this thing. Do you know how many people would tell me or anyone else, maybe you. Maybe you've already talked to somebody about your dreams and they're like, no, you know, you're a dreamer. You're doggone right, I'm a dreamer. I wouldn't be living the way I'm living today if I wasn't a dreamer, and neither would you. And you can't take no for an answer. Do you know how many no's you get when you book a band? Do you know how many no's you get when you sell a product? Do you know how many no's you get? You cannot let the word no affect you. And I am preaching to myself because that is the hardest thing, because it feels like rejection. It feels like you're going to be a failure, but you're not. You're not. The most important thing is that you don't let anything stop you, because honey, this is your life. This is your life. No one else is going to live your life. No one else is ever going to accomplish what you're going to accomplish for you. No one is ever going to reach the same people that you are going to reach. You are you. You are unique. You are individual. You have your own gift, your own giftings, and you are valuable. You are important. And if you want this dream inside of you to come to pass, you have got to learn that no is just an opportunity to turn it into a yes. Okay? Don't give up. Be invincible. Don't let anything stop you. E is for empowered. Now, this is really, really good. And we hear this a lot. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as we've talked about earlier. And we hear a lot about women empowering women and women inspiring women and women empowering this and women empowering that, or just simply being empowered. We hear a lot more of that here in this month. But I love this word, because to become empowered means a lot more than just, oh, someone patted you on the back and that made you feel good about yourself. To be empowered entails many different things. Number one, to be empowered, you must educate yourself. I don't know. I don't care if that means taking a course online, finding a mentor, studying what someone did that's doing what you want to do, going to college, but you have to educate yourself. You, darling, have to educate yourself. You can't rely on other people. So to be empowered, when you have knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. So you have to educate yourself. You have to take time to study. Okay, study this thing. If you want to be a fitness instructor, you got to learn about the human body. You know, I'm a cosmetologist. I didn't get to the point where I can actually mix chemicals and put them on human skin and human hair with a human scalp without education and study. I had to learn. I had to educate myself. So whatever it is that you love, whatever your passion is, your dream, begin to educate yourself about that. Find someone who's doing exactly what you want to do. If you want to be a motivational speaker, go study Tony Robbins. If you want to be a money mogul and teach people how to get out of debt, then go follow Dave Ramsey. If you want to be half your size, go follow halfsizeme.com. Shout out to Heather. That was good. If you want to learn how to do online fitness training, you need to reach out to Jason Leinarts and begin to follow what he does. Find people who are doing what you want to do and learn what they do. It doesn't mean that you will do exactly what they do. It does not mean that. What it means is that you will learn what they're doing and turn it into what you are doing because of your personality, your flair, your dream, your style. Oh my gosh, you guys, this is worth $1 million. You can send me a $1 million offering if you really, really make it big, because this is such valuable information. And I know it's so simple. I know, but it is powerful. It is powerful to become empowered. You must empower yourself. Don't rely on anybody else. Encourage yourself. You know, What a thing to think about. I told on a couple podcasts ago that I got up in the morning and I was just down. And you know what? I'm up most of the time, and it was a rare thing, but life is hard. Life is real. Life is tough. I had to encourage myself. I turned on a podcast to encourage myself. I listened to great music to encourage myself. I remember when I was first singing, I couldn't sing as good as Christina Aguilera, and I still can't, but I had to learn. I had to learn to empower myself by taking what she did and sing my guts out until I at least felt like I got, like, you know, half the way or a third of the way or whatever. And I empowered myself by making myself better. Knowledge is power. Studying is power. Encouraging yourself is power. That's how you empower yourself. Listen to the Julie Tussey Show. That will empower you. Listen to podcasts that really mean something to you. Come to meetings like the Victress meeting and get around other women who are becoming encouraged and strong. See, that's what it's all about. It's about making you strong to go out and do what it is that you want to do with your life. You don't have to live a 9-to-5 job. If that's your dream, do it. But if it's not, that doesn't have to be all there is. I know you have to provide for your family. You have to take care of your children and all of that. But I am here to tell you, there is a way to make your dream become a reality. So E was empowered. R, become remarkable. Become remarkable. Be that woman or man others remark on. See, isn't this acronym really good? I love this. I'm all empowered and excited. So be remarkable. Be that woman or that man that others remark on. They're going to remark on, let them remark on your style, your tenacity, your dedication, your conviction. Let them see your passion. Let them see you. Let them see you. Let be yourself. Be free to be yourself. Be remarkable. C is courageous. Go where no one has ever gone before. I mean, let's be bold. No one has ever made a sock this way, but this is how I make a sock. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to try. Look at our great, great inventors. How many hundreds and thousands of times did Thomas Edison fail at the light bulb before it happened? Okay. How many times did Ben Franklin fail at his experiments? There's just, you know, it's the same way in stage. It's 10% glory and 90% work. And part of that work is trying over and over and over and over again sometimes. You are not going to hit it out of the ballpark the first time you swing a bat. Well, unless you're a prodigy, and that's going to be very rare. You know what I'm saying? You have to be courageous and go where no one has ever gone before. Don't be afraid to try it differently. Yes, learn what other people do to succeed, but maybe when you see what they do, you'll see a way to just tweak it a little bit and make it your own and be more successful. Do it like you see in your heart. Do it like you see in your vision and dare to be different. Be courageous to do these things. And E is be extraordinary. Be extraordinary. Go beyond the norm. You know, one thing my husband has taught me, and I think that this has made a real difference in my podcasting and in my life and in my meetings, and that is to be more selfless. I go beyond the norm. I do have to find the balance, and we talk about that, to take time to make sure that I am built up, I am strong, I am encouraged to take the self-care time that I need to take care of myself. But I always go beyond the norm when it comes to putting other people first. And I like that about me. And I do believe that when I stand up in front of people, they can tell that I love them, that they can tell that I truly, truly care about what I'm doing, that I'm truly passionate about what I'm doing. Be better than the rest. Do it better. Go the extra mile. Go further. I mean, do what you do so well that you are the example, that you are the one people are looking to be their mentor. It's an awesome place. It's an awesome place to live. So be fierce. For your dream to become a reality, you must plan the work, lay out your plan, and then work the plan. When you lay out your plan, when you write that vision, other people can connect with you, and they can come and see what you're doing. They can connect with you. They can follow what you're doing. They can become an integral part of what you're doing, and they can help you to become successful. You know, what I'm doing now has grown so much that I cannot do it alone. Gary and I cannot do, we have to now have a staff. We have to have a team. We have to have a group of people that come up beside of us and alongside of us and aid and help. And it's awesome. It's awesome to become someone who gives people a livelihood. It's awesome to be that person that speaks vision into the lives of others, that lays out the plan, and then we all do the work of the plan. So you have to work the plan. You have to be fierce, fearless, invincible, empowered, remarkable, courageous, and extraordinary. That's what you have to do to see your dream become a reality. And I am telling you, there is nothing like living your dream. There is nothing like it. I love it. I'm so fulfilled. I'm so happy. Am I where I'm going? No, because as soon as I accomplish one goal, it expands. I get another facet, another phase, another step in the plan that I go forward, and it makes my life so fulfilling. I am so fulfilled. The only thing in my life I would change is that I would have more income so I could do more things. And that may sound crazy to you, but that really truly is the only thing that I would change, because I feel like I am on my course and I am running my race, and it is awesome. And I want you to know this. I want to be here to encourage you. I want you to have the vision. I want you to dream your dream, see your vision, plan your work and work your plan. And I want to be there with you, encouraging you and cheerleading you on and helping you in any way I can, because there is nothing like feeling like you are doing what you were created to do. Oh my gosh, you are amazing. You don't even know. You probably, if you're listening today, you might not even know how awesome you are. You might not know how important you are, how valuable you are. But I am here today to tell you that there's nothing that you can't do. This is how you make your dream become a reality. This is how you make your dream become a reality. This is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
Hi, this is Marilyn. I'd love for you to go and subscribe to the Julie Tussey Show Fabulous Cooking on youtube.com/C/TME TV.
Want to give a shout out to the amazing DJs here in Richmond, Kentucky, Organized Sounds. Find them on Facebook. If you want to book your event with them, they are fabulous. They were a key to the success of our Victorious meeting. And I want to give another shout out to the Seeker newspaper. Christy Miller, thank you so much for all that you do in our community. We appreciate you, and thank you for sponsoring the Julie Tussey Show. Tussie Homes Incorporated would like to thank you for listening to The Julie Tussie Show. If you're looking for a beautiful original design home in the Richmond, Kentucky area, please reach out to them at facebook.com/Tussie Construction. Tussie Homes, welcome home.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can. Find us on social media at facebook.com/The Julie Tussie Show and Instagram, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original suburban bombshell. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I know you're the man I want to meet. Everything about you calls my name.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.